Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Oh, I am so excited to tell you about this today. Medieval knights fighting snails.
What?
Yeah.
Medieval knights fighting snails.
Yeah. So you're like, wow, that seems really strange. I mean, a giant knight on a horse in armor and a snail.
Yeah.
If you think of like an old book from the 1300s.
The Book of Kells.
Somebody had to write that out by hand, and they were making that first letter on the page all fancy and everything.
Yeah.
Well, often they were very bored, these monks who were doing this. And so they added a lot of things to the marginalia, those edges, right? So you see things like half human, half fish. And then it gets weird. People laying eggs. It gets weird, like giant muscular rabbits beating people up. There are also pictures of knights on horses or knights just standing, and they have swords or lances, and they're attacking snails.
Are the snails huge?
The snails vary in size. Sometimes they're big. Sometimes they're small. Sometimes the knight and the snail are the same size. That seems to be what you normally see. Oh, and here's another thing. The facial expressions of these knights, they always look terrified. They are throwing down and they might lose, okay? One of the most famous ones, it was drawn between 1315 and 1325. It's in the British Library, and it's this knight on a charger, and there's a snail like on a leaf, and the snail is like, bring it. And he doesn't look like he thinks he's going to make it. Well, no one really studied these until Lillian Randall in the 1960s. Her paper, The Snail in Gothic Marginal Warfare,
is a student or a faculty member?
She was faculty, a landmark paper. She studied 29 manuscripts and found more than 70 snail knights.
Wow, that is a trend.
You know, I've been joking all week. It's kind of like our first meme.
Yes, it is. I love it.
Because nobody really knows what they mean. So there's some theories. The most prominent theory is there was a group called the Lombards. They, in medieval times, did a lot of conquering, and then they kind of fell from grace. People did not like them because they were lenders and deal makers. So maybe the Lombards are being represented by the snail, and then the knight is like the rest of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of lame. So I'm going to tell you the other things that people think. Some people think maybe it's just a joke. They're like, oh, look, it's a knight and a snail. What the heck?
First one was funny. And so everybody's making fun ever since.
Yeah. And they are really funny. Someone else, thank you, British Library, says that maybe it's a saucy symbol of female sexuality.
They're afraid of women's power.
Yep, maybe. But my personal favorite, and the one I choose to believe that is true, is that monks, they're illustrating books and they're tending their gardens for food.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were mad at snails, and so they drew knights fighting the snails munching their crops.
I agree. That seems the most likely, because even now, if you don't want to use a pesticide, snails are an issue.
Right? Just imagining he's out, he's gardening, he's had to pluck all these snails, they're eating his tomatoes, he goes in, he's illustrating the manuscript, and he's like, drawing a snail.
Kill it! And it's a much bigger deal if the snails eat your crop, because you just cannot go to Target and buy canned tomatoes then.
No, you can't.
It's a little sad for us if we lose our tomato crop, but
yeah,
it's not life-threatening.
I would recommend that you go to Google and you look up knights and snails.
Awesome. This hits it out of the park. I'm going to go right now and look this up, because that's so good.
Thank you, Instagram. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, that's terrific. Check out the show notes this week, friends. We might not be able to post pictures, but we will definitely post links for you.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. I guarantee you didn't know you wanted to know about that, but it was so good.
I know.
I guarantee you will not be bored.